WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
What's up, beautiful people? Yes, it is about that time once again. Man, oh man, can you believe that it is already May 1st, 2015? Man, another month in the book. Hopefully y'all are having a great one out there. Welcome to the show. As always, I am your host, Al Martin. We've got a fantastic one in store for you. How about Trey Wayans? That's right, he can officially call himself an NFL baller. He was selected as the 11th overall pick to the Minnesota Vikings last night. We'll talk about the overall perception that this alludes to now for the MSU football team, back-to-back years now where corners have gone in the first round of the draft. We'll also talk about the Lions. Yeah, they had an interesting move yesterday during the NFL draft. And my guest for today's Current Sports, Andre Hudson. That's right, former Michigan State hoop great and owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. He'll join me on the show to talk about a pretty cool event, the Youth Sports Summit taking place on May 16th. And, of course, it's Friday, so we'll reflect a bit on this Reflection Friday, folks. All of that and so much more. But, hey, let's start this party like we always do. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners for this May 1st. All right, and we start all things NFL draft. Michigan State cornerback Trey Wayans was picked 11th overall last night in the 2015 NFL draft to the Minnesota Vikings, becoming the second straight Michigan State corner selected in the first round. Of course, last year's Darquez Dennard was picked number 24 overall by the Cincinnati Bengals in the first round of the 2014 draft. All right, and the Lions, I tell you what, Martin Mayhew is always moving and jucking and jiving, folks. The Lions traded back from the 23rd pick to the 28th overall pick, giving that pick, the 23rd, went to the Denver Broncos last night to select guard Lincoln Tomlinson with the 28th overall pick. Now, the trade solidifies both guard positions, joining right guard Larry Warford. Now, the Lions also acquired guard and center Manny Ramirez, along with fifth round pick this year and next year. All right, the Detroit Tigers. How about this this interesting series, to say the least? The Kansas City Royals, they overtook first place in the Central Division with an 8-1 win over the D behind pitcher Danny Duffy. Now, Duffy pitched seven innings, allowing one earned run on seven hits. Alfredo Simon was looking for his fifth consecutive win, but the loss he lost his first game of the year. Excuse me, pitching four and one-third innings, allowing six earned runs off of nine hits. All right, 6'5", 205 pound eighth grader. Can you believe that? He's an eighth grader, folks. 6'5", 205 pounds in eighth grade. That's unbelievable. He's a wide receiver. His name is Blake Henson. He earned a football scholarship offer from Michigan yesterday. Now, Henson's older brother, Ethan Henson, is a three-star defensive end and tight end, already committed to Miami, Florida in the class of 2016, but also holds a Michigan offer. Man, I tell you what, they get younger and younger, folks. All right, Jeru Campbell, once a Michigan State quarterback commit in the class of 2015, committed to New Mexico Military Institute earlier today. Campbell was unclear if he was playing football at the school, but the two-year junior college program plays in the Western States Football League. Now, Campbell has been in a run-in with the law, of course, in the past, body-slamming a school security guard at Cass Tech High School early last year and assaulting his girlfriend on school grounds, violating his probation. All right, NBA action last night. The Los Angeles Clippers, they survived, at least for now, beating the San Antonio Spurs 102-96 last night, continuing a back-and-forth series that will end in a Game 7 on Saturday. How about that? Blake Griffin led the way for the Clips with 26 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. Marco Bellinelli, he came off the bench for the Spurs and hit 7 three-pointers to keep the Spurs in the game, but it wasn't enough. The teams now head back to Los Angeles for the final game on Saturday. Going to be a big Saturday in sports. You got the Kentucky Derby, the Floyd Mayweather fight, Mayweather and Pacquiao fight, I should say, and now a Game 7 to add to the mix. Fun stuff. All right, Chicago Bulls, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks in record fashion last night, 120-66. The 54-point win was the second-highest margin of victory in NBA postseason history. Mike Dunleavy led a well-rounded effort from the Bulls with 20 points. No Milwaukee player hit double figures. The series-clinching win brings a much-anticipated series between the Bulls and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference semifinals. I think the writing's been on the wall for that series pretty much all year. All right, and last but not least, Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Nathan was asked by WPBF-TV if he would still play the game knowing what he has learned over the years about the effects on brain injuries. He said, quote, "No, I hate to say that because if I had a child who wanted to play, I'd let them play, but I'd wait till he developed a little more. I suffered several get your bell rung hits, whether you hit the ground and get your bell rung or get hit by a forearm several times, of course, going back to high school even." Oh boy, riveting comments there. All right, well, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. If you want to call in and share your thoughts on any of those, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call, or you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. Shoot us a comment there. I'll read it live here on the air, or even tweet me at AlMartinWKAR. Well, folks, it's about that time. It's Friday, and it's time to start Current Sports.
With the 11th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Trey Waynes, defensive back, Michigan State. Right.
Yeah, that's right. You heard the great Aaliyah. It is Friday, folks. Happy, happy Friday. It is gorgeous outside. I mean, the sun is out. It's about, 60 degrees. I didn't even have to grab my jacket today, folks. That's how nice it was. I mean, absolutely just beautiful. Beautiful out there. Hopefully, you all have a great one. It's supposed to be like this all weekend. And I just can't believe it's Friday already. You know, time flies when you're having fun. And as I always say, we have a ton of fun on WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome to the show. As always, I am your host, Al Martin. We've got a show that is filled with a ton of discussion, folks. Of course, the NFL draft was last night. If you were like me, I mean, I was flipping back and forth all night from the NFL draft to, of course, a lot of NBA action last night. That first game, you know, as I stated in our Quick Hit headliners, I mean, that first game was just a snoozer, to be honest with you. So I saw much of the first round. I mean, the Bulls just beating laying the smackdown on the Bucks. A 54-point win, the second highest margin of victory in NBA postseason history. The Bucks deserve to be out of the playoffs with a performance like that, folks. But so with that being said, with that first game taking place right around the same time as the NFL draft, the beginning picks, I should say. I mean, I was pretty much glued to my TV to really see. I wanted to see, of course, where the Lions would fall in this whole thing. And also to see who would be the top picks. You know, Jameis Winston, the number one overall pick. And you know what? I got to get this off my chest, folks, because moments after Jameis Winston was taken as the number one overall draft pick, you know, and Jameis Winston, don't get me wrong, I mean, he's unbelievable on the gridiron. Again, I had talked about yesterday how, you know, I've been watching ESPN's whole, what is it called? The feature on ESPN. It was where they followed
30 for 30.
It's kind of like a 30 for 30 feel, Isaac, but it's kind of like a, I think, Ben, do you know what it is? We got Ben Curran, Sports Beat reporter. Have you been watching? I think it's like Road to the Draft or something like that.
Yeah, it is something like that. Are you talking about the picture he took right after he got drafted?
Exactly. That's what I'm getting to. I'm going to get to that in a second. Right. But yeah, I mean, I've been watching, you know, these pregame shows. They've been profiling guys like Melvin Gordon. You know, Shane Ray, who, of course, had his off-the-field issue last week that really plummeted his stock. I mean, he could have been a top-five pick, if you ask me. But just following certain guys on the heels of the draft and watch. I got a chance to actually, the footage is so cool because they take you behind the scenes as to their mindset off the field and how they're preparing mentally and also physically for the draft. And you got to see, you know, a lot of the footage from Jameis Winston's pro day. Folks, Jameis Winston can play the game of football. I mean, he is an unbelievably just gifted athlete, folks. He sees the field very well. He's got a rocket arm. Unbelievable kid. Unbelievable kid on the gridiron. But again, that is not the whole story, folks. It's how you conduct yourself. And I feel as though each and every year, when it comes to any sport, not just the NFL, folks, character is becoming such and more an important characteristic that must be marked high if you want to be a high draft pick. Point blank simple. And if you look at Jameis Winston's off-the-field issues, do I even need to go through them again? I mean, of course, he was accused of rape, you know, when he was at Florida State University. He had another incident where he stood on a table at the student union yelling obscenities. That was another incident. Then how could you forget the crab leg incident when he goes in, didn't pay for the crab legs. He's on film walking out without paying for them. Now, he went on. Oh, it's called Draft Academy. It just hit me. It's called, you know, Draft Academy with ESPN. And, you know, he sits down with Jim Harbaugh because he actually trained in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I don't know if you guys know that, but he trained in Ann Arbor, Michigan with Jim Harbaugh to prepare for the draft, to prepare for the elements and the weather that the NFL brings. But there was one part where, you know, Jameis Winston's sitting there talking to Jim Harbaugh, and Jim is like, okay, you know, when you go through these interviews for the NFL, you got to be honest with him. You know, you just got to lay it all out there on the line. So at first he goes through and talks about, you know, the incidents that he had off the field, even dating back to his high school days. I mean, a lot of people don't know that Jameis Winston, during his high school career, he was disciplined for, I believe, one or two games because he laughed at his coach when his coach was crying. I have no idea how the intangibles and more so the specifics to that story. But Jameis has had off-the-field problems dating back to high school, folks. But anyway, he goes through, you know, some of his quandaries that he had, you know, in college and high school. But he leaves out the crab leg incident. And, you know, one of Jim Harbaugh's assistants is like, okay, I understand you came clean about everything else, but you didn't talk about the crab leg incident. When you go sit down with these NFL execs, that's going to be the big story that they want to know about. They want to know the background to that. You got to come clean about that. So Jameis Winston, he came out and admitted that, hey, I had a hookup. One of the guys I knew there at the store, he said, hey, just come in. If you want something, I'll give it to you. You don't have to pay for it. So he said he had a hookup, and he walked out and didn't pay for about, what, $30 worth of crab legs. So with all that being said, Jameis Winston has sort of been on a redemption tour now to dispel all of the crap that he's dealt with off the field. He wants NFL execs to focus on what he does as a player. I get that. That's what the NFL draft and what all those interviews are about. But what does Jameis Winston do, folks? Right when he gets drafted, right when his name is called and he is the number one overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft, he goes to Instagram and there is a picture with him donning the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey. That's the team he got drafted to, I should say. And what is he sitting down enjoying? A big old plate of crab legs. Are you kidding me? You have to be kidding. I could not believe what I saw. Folks, Jameis Winston just does not care. He's one of those guys that just has no chill whatsoever. If I'm Jameis Winston and knowing the amount of attention that I have been getting, not for my possible NFL talent, I would want to just get away from everything, and I don't even want to bring it up. I don't even want to talk about it anymore, especially after you just become the first overall pick in the NFL draft. You don't want to talk. All that mess is in the past now. You have a clean slate, yet you post a picture like that. I mean, it went viral, folks. Now, again, I understand that Jameis Winston deleted it from his Instagram account, but if you are Lovie Smith and you see that, hey, okay, this is the guy we drafted, number one overall pick. This is the guy who's supposed to be the face of our franchise. This is the guy who's going to play quarterback for our team, and he does something like that. How stupid can you be? And an interesting comment, you know, we talked with Brad Walker here at WKR. Brad, he's a big sports fan, and him and I were talking before, just literally minutes before the show started. And, you know, Brad brought up an interesting point. You're telling me, because, you know, and Marcus Mariota did the same thing. I mean, they didn't want to be in Chicago and didn't want to have the fanfare in Chicago and the hoopla there. They wanted to celebrate their respective, you know, accomplishment in the friendly confines of their own homes or among family and friends. I get that. Great stuff there. I don't, you know, hey, that's fine. That's fine. But you're telling me that no one in that room, not one soul in that room, said to Jameis, hold on, what are you doing, man? Why would you don't post that on your Instagram? Why would you even do that? You're telling me one person didn't say that? And if one person didn't say that in that room, Jameis Winston's hanging out with the wrong folks. Point blank, period. I just could not believe that. It was mind-boggling. I want to invite now, of course, engineer of WKAR's Current Sports, Isaac Constance, to the show, and also Current Sports beat reporter Ben Stram. And Ben is actually Ben's last day here at Current Sports because, of course, he is a student, and next week is finals week and then graduation and all of that jazz. Ben, how you doing, man? Kind of bittersweet?
Yeah, it's really tough, you know, and I really enjoyed this whole semester first off, and I want to say thank you to you, and I know Alex isn't here, but thanks to him, he taught me a lot about, you know, editing and audio, and I got more comfortable on the air, and I've really, before I got here, I never had been in this type of situation, and throughout the semester, I got more and more comfortable, and honestly, I can really recommend this class for any journalism student for like semesters to come, because you just learn so much just being in the studio, being around what it's to be like to be, you know, it's real life, really, and,
right.
You know, I just want to say thank you to you and Joanne and just for the whole semester. It was great.
Hey, Ben, it was fantastic. And you are one of the most dedicated students we've actually ever had throughout the class. Is called Journalism 418. It's taught by Joanne Gerstner, who is an unbelievable journalist. She's written for the New York Times. She's been an ESPN contributor. She's done so much. And now she's a professor right here at Michigan State, honing the young journalistic minds that want to go into sports broadcasting or sports journalism, such as Ben. Ben, you got a bright future. We definitely enjoyed you. And you got to go out with a bang, man. It's your final show, dude.
Right, man. I really do appreciate it. So I'm looking forward to the discussions we're going to have today, and I'll make sure I remember these for the rest of my life.
Oh, got it. You're about to make me tear up, brother. All right, Isaac, how you doing, Isaac? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. Like you said about Jameis, gosh, just you think he could just enjoy the moment, you know? Like, you get drafted, should be the best day of your life. That's the time to hug your parents, you know? I mean, give your mom a kiss on the cheek and say thank you. It's not the time to post that picture to Instagram.
I just couldn't believe it, man. I just couldn't believe the stupidity. Not only from Jameis, but from those in the room. I mean, if my close buddies, if I'm in a situation like that and I'm thinking about posting a picture like that, I'm pretty sure at least one of them would say, Al, no, just enjoy your moment, dude. I'll question the people that Jameis has around him, man, but I just had to get that off my chest because that was one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen from a newly acquired NFL prospect. I just couldn't believe that. Now, with that being said, I want to talk about Trey Waynes to start the show here, going away from Jameis now. Of course, Trey Waynes, Michigan State cornerback, he was taken as the 11th overall pick. I kind of nailed that one. I predicted he would go to the Vikings, and the Vikings ended up snagging him. I think that was a great, great, great pick. And a great addition now for the Minnesota Vikings. They have a very good kid. He's a kid who really worked his tail off, became such an intricate part to the no-fly zone. I believe Trey Waynes was the last player in that secondary for Michigan State dubbed as the no-fly zone. So, of course, last year's Darquez Dennard, he was taken in the first round. He was also a cornerback. And now with Trey Waynes, now Michigan State has back-to-back corners taken in the first round of the NFL draft. How about that? But the thing about Trey Waynes that really stands out to me and why he's such an awesome prospect and why the Vikings decided to take him so high at number 11 is, first off, he is lightning quick, fast. I believe he ran the fastest 40 time out of any cornerback, and I think he may have run the fastest 40 time out of anyone at the NFL draft. I mean, it was unbelievable. He was so quick. He was second. He was second overall. Ben just let me know he was second overall, actually, out of every player at the NFL draft, the fastest corner time out of any player. I mean, he is so quick, folks, and that's I mean, speed is holds a lot of weight when it comes to the next level of football play. And you know what? You know, there was few criticisms. Now, I'm looking at when I was watching the draft last night, and I see that Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press decided to put this in his article when talking about Waynes getting drafted to the Minnesota Vikings. It's interesting because you saw kind of a mixed reaction from NFL analysts out there who are analyzing Trey Waynes' game in college and how it would transition to the NFL. Now, more so, most of it was positive. Most of it was positive. But, of course, John Gruden, former coach in the NFL for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Gruden said that, quote, At times, I thought he was a liability at Michigan State as a run defender. Then he goes on to say, you've got to get off blocks, find the ball carrier, and wrap up. If you're not doing it consistently in college, you're going to struggle to do it in the National Football League. To be a Pro Bowl corner at the next level, this kid better pick up his tackling. I want to get your guys' reaction to Wayans going up, going at number 11, because first off, I think that Wayans, I mean, he was an unbelievable player for Michigan State. He's so good at playing the ball, and that speed helps when you are a cornerback playing that secondary, dealing with speedy receivers at the next level. I love him, but I do agree. I think Gruden does have a point when it comes to his run defending, if you will. What do you think, Ben?
Right. First off, I love the pickup for Mike Zimmer. He's a defensive back guy. Wayans mentioned that himself. And secondly, I think those issues are a little overblown. He's been really solid for D'Antonio for the last couple of years. Sure, he had a couple bad games, but who doesn't? And when you're playing against the talent that are on, that's on Ohio State and Oregon, and you miss a tackle or two, and those are the brightest moments of the season, people are going to notice it more than, you know, the many tackles he made during the rest of the season. So I think it's a little overblown.
Isaac, what's your reaction to Wayans going at number 11?
I think that Wayans was, you know, I think he was selected around the right time. Like you said, Zimmer, that's a good pickup for him. However, I do think these are serious issues that have to be addressed, because maybe as a nickel cornerback or a dime cornerback, tackling isn't quite as important. But this kid was selected 11th overall. They're going to be looking for him to step in right away, play major reps, and I think it is a problem, but I don't think it's one that he can't fix either.
Right. I think it definitely is fixable, because I do blink when going back into film and looking at the highlights that they brought up, and I have totally forgotten that Oregon game when the secondary really had a lot of blown coverages, a lot of missed tackles in that game. At the same time, Trey Wayans is a player who has shown, I mean, folks, I mean, he entered Michigan State as a two-star recruit, ended up just really impressing. He went through an injury stint when he first got at Michigan State, and is a blue-collar guy who knows what it's like to work at his craft and become better and better at it. So he's a guy with a high work ethic who has a very, very high ceiling, and I think he will be a very big factor in the NFL. And looking at, you know, other comments about Trey Wayans, here's Mel Kiper Jr. He says that Wayans excels at playing the ball in the deep part of the field, and ESPN's Lewis Riddick cited his blistering speed. So that's the thing about him. I mean, he's such a speedy guy. And how many times do we see Wayans just kind of just hawk guys down when he was in college? He's going to be an unbelievable player, and I do think this is a very great get for Mike Zimmer. And, you know, when looking at it now, I mean, this is back-to-back years, and actually the first time since 2002 and 2003 when Michigan State has had two first-round draft picks. If you remember, back in 02 and 03, it was, of course, TJ, now Todd Duckett, and Charles Rogers. And it's just the fifth school to have corners drafted in back-to-back years in the first round. Now, you know, what this says about MSU's defensive reputation is through the charts. I mean, Michigan State, you know, with Mark D'Antonio being such a great defensive mind and having such great personnel that works with him, you know, day in and day out on the MSU football team, this speaks volumes to Michigan State honing their ability. Because anytime you can take a two-star recruit and make him a first-round 11 pick in the draft, That's called developing players, folks. Mark D'Antonio and his staff, that's what they do arguably the best. I mean, they develop players. Once they get talent here, they make sure you are ready at possibly playing in the next level in the NFL. That's something you can't say about every single school. Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, and you look at you almost question, like, who's next? Mm-hmm. Because he's gotten so many defensive backs to the league already. And you see on the horizon, well, Drummond might get picked up the rest of the draft. And then Monte Nicholson looks like he could be a guy down the line who could be a potentially, after maybe even next year, as a junior. I mean, he played as a true freshman. He has all the athletic ability in the world, and he's been looking great this spring, so who knows when he's going to be ready.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Isaac, what does this say about MSU's defensive reputation on a national scale?
I think it just reaffirms what we already knew. MSU is nationally recognized year in, year out as one of the best defenses in the country. And especially in the secondary. I mean, like you said, Darquez Dennard and now Trey Wayans in back-to-back drafts. I saw a stat last night. I think MSU is one of six schools to do that, mm-hmm. put out back-to-back corners in the
actually
first
the fifth
round.
School, just the fifth school to have corners drafted in back-to-back years in the first round. Yeah, yep. Impressive
stuff.
So,
I mean, I think it just shows what we already knew, and that's that MSU is one of the best defensive teams in the country and arguably the best in the Big Ten.
Yeah. What do you think, folks? 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Again, our phone lines are open all the way up until 2 p.m. Really quickly, before we talk about the Lions and their draft pick yesterday and their big move, I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think, you know, with rounds 2 and 3 being held today and rounds 4 through 7 being held on Saturday, where do you guys think Tony Lippitt will go? What do you think, Ben?
I think he's going to go between the 4th and 5th rounds.
4th and 5th rounds. Yeah, so you think he'll he's not going today, he'll go tomorrow.
Well, and the thing that helps him is the versatility to play possibly at a little bit at corner, too.
Exactly.
So we'll see.
What about you, Isaac? Quick prediction.
Yeah, I think we'll see him go tomorrow as well, but I think early tomorrow. I think 4th round.
Okay. All right. 4th round. Again, folks, 517-355-9527. Let's talk about Detroit Lions general manager Martin Mayhew and his interesting move yesterday. I tell you what. Martin is always making moves, folks. He just can't just take his pick and just make a pick, folks. He is always looking for some sort of trade, some sort of get, just some sort of move that would possibly give the Detroit Lions an upper hand in the NFL draft. Now, Martin Mayhew actually traded the Lions' first-round pick at number 23 overall to the Denver Broncos, moving the Lions back 5 spots, which allowed him to pick up a pair of offensive linemen, not to mention a pair of 5th-round picks in 2015 and 2016. Interesting move by Martin Mayhew. I was not surprised when I saw it. Well, I was initially because I'm sitting there saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't see that coming at all, really. But when looking at Martin Mayhew's track record, hey, you kind of knew that he had something up his sleeve, possibly. Now, when looking at what he addressed, I got to say, guys, I like this move. I liked it. Now, Ben is shaking his head. We're going to get his thought in just a sec. But the reason I liked it, first off, is because – you know, I always have flashbacks when it comes to a Detroit Lions draft, Ben and Isaac, because the Lions have just made some just questionable moves. Just like, why? What? Especially last year. Eric Ebron in the first round. I remember I walked in so angry and so just scratching my head to say, why would you draft another tight end? The Lions, with this pick and with this move, again, picking up a pair of offensive linemen, they finally addressed a need in the first round. The Lions line, offensive and defensive line, it needs work. Point blank period here. Now, I was shocked. I definitely was shocked that the Lions took Lincoln Tomlinson out of Duke, a guard out of Duke. Now, you hear a guard out of Duke, I mean, most of you are thinking about, you know, basketball, right? I'm saying, what guard? What is this? This isn't the NBA. What are you talking about? But, you know, he's a fantastic. Looking at this player, Lincoln Tomlinson, I had to do some research on. He's smart. He's got high character. He's a guy who you know, he's 6'4", 330 pounds. He never missed a game at Duke. He's very, very durable. And looking at it, something that really stood out to me, I made a quick run right after the Lions made their draft pick. I'm listening to Sirius XM Radio, and they're sort of breaking down the draft. And the question popped out to these group of panelists. I forget who they were. I forget their names. I think Todd Mache was on one of them. I think they were kind of like simulcasting the broadcast on Sirius XM. And they were asked, who's the safest pick out of the entire first round? And two names popped up. One was, of course, Amari Cooper, wide receiver for Alabama. A lot of them agreed with that. And the other name that popped up that a lot of people talked about was Lincoln Tomlinson. I was so shocked for them to hear that. And they absolutely love the Lions pick. Again, because the Lions addressed the need. They need to beef up that offensive line. I think today, tonight in the NFL draft, I mean, possibly they'll take a defensive lineman, maybe two, who knows. But he's a 4-year starter who played every game at Duke. Durability is so big. And he's had no off-the-field, you know, quarrels. His character seems pretty high. And also, the Lions got Manny Ramirez. They reacquired Manny Ramirez. If you remember, you know, Manny Ramirez is a guy who's pretty versatile. He can play both guard and center. He's mostly known, if you guys remember, I want to rewind the clock a little bit. He's known for that bad snap with Peyton Manning with the Denver Broncos to start the Super Bowl when they got just trounced on by the Seattle Seahawks. You guys remember that game, right? So he's mostly known for that. But, you know, overall, though, the Lions addressed the need. They needed to beef up that offensive line. They needed to get more protection for Matthew Stafford. And I think they did that here. I like this move. Ben, what about you?
Yeah, I was shocked with the amount of picks they got in return. A 5th rounder this year and next year, and 2 players on the O-line, and the way I look at it, you can never get big enough for the offensive line. Like, you can never get enough guys in the trenches. Like, you can never get enough depth. And the way it just lays out the foundation for them nicely, because then they can really, you know, help themselves out in the draft later on. And that's when you win the draft. You need to get as many picks as you can. That's when you win the drafts in the later round by getting players you need and fitting them into your system and letting them, you know, compete. So, heck of a job, honestly. And in the past couple of years, I think they've been, weren't they like rated the worst drafted franchise by ESPN?
Yep, exactly. And they break
down
all
their
picks.
They pull off this move, and it just makes them look like a genius.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, I really liked it. I really, really liked it. It was surprising, but I really, really liked it. We actually have a caller right now, been on line one. My man Tom from Lansing is on line one. Tom, how you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fantastic, my man.
Good. I got two comments for you. The first one is, I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit on the Jameis Winston situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
If Jim Harbaugh had taught Jameis the correct crab leg extraction technique, he would never have been caught. So let's blame Harbaugh for that.
So we're gonna put this on the shoulders of Jim Harbaugh then, huh, Tom?
Yeah, you have athletes like Jameis Winston that throughout their whole lives, they've always had somebody covering up for them.
Right.
So let's just throw this one on Harbaugh, because I'm a Crab Legs fan myself. So we can ease up on him on that one.
There we go. All right, Tom, we'll take your word. We'll take your word on that one. I got you.
All right, now moving on to the Lions draft pick. Unless there were some red flags about Malcolm Brown, I would have taken Malcolm Brown.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that they drafted wasn't expected to go into the second or third round.
Right,
so they could have used their second. They could have used fifth and next year's pick. They could have done a bunch of stuff if they wanted that guy to get him in the second round instead of stretching for him on the first round, and still picked up a great defensive tackle, unless there's some red flags. So I kind of disagree with that. We'll see how it shakes out. But you know, when a top talent like that falls in your lap and you decide to stretch for someone else, that's where the criticism comes from, and I'll take your answer off here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Great call. Appreciate that. And again, Malcolm Brown was available, and Malcolm Brown is actually the player that everyone, when you look at draft analysts across the board, that's who they thought, if he was available at that pick, that's who they thought the Lions would draft. It was very surprising that they did pass up on him. The New England Patriots ended up actually taking Brown four picks later. Now, when you look at it, I mean, who do you trust more in a player evaluation, the Detroit Lions or the New England Patriots? So, I don't know. We'll see how both players pan out, but I definitely understand. I understand your quarrel with that one, Tom. So, we'll see, though. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, though, the Lions addressed a position of need in the draft in the first round, and I really liked it. You know, we'll see how this pans out. You know, I don't think any of these guys are going to be, you know, game changers at the end of the day. But they can, at the end of the day, provide some sort of needed addition for this team. We got Ray on line two before we hit our first break. Ray, how you doing?
Hey, partner, I've been gone to Flint for a week. I just got back.
I was wondering where you went, Ray. I'm like, man, we haven't heard from Ray in a while. This would be a record.
I went up to see my son and my family and stuff for a little bit. I had to take care of some papers about my mom dying a couple of years ago.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're getting ready to sell the house. But, hey, did Alex ever bring you that sweet Reggie in there?
No, he has not. You need to call that brother up. He didn't bring that, no.
Yeah, you never got a chance getting the Cracker Barrel yet, huh?
No, I have not. Nope.
Yeah, they got a lot of cute things in there. They got a bear in there that sings and dances, too.
I need to go to this place, dear.
Remember that song, Born to be Wild?
No, I haven't. No.
Born to be Wild, that old song, Older But Goody. You don't remember that far back?
Oh, yeah, of course, the rock song.
Yeah, right. He steers away. He's Born to be Wild.
Right.
And he's just pretty cute. Hey, what do you think of the draft so far?
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, as far as addressing the more local feel here on the show, I mean, talking about Trey Waynes, I knew it. I predicted that he would go 11 to Minnesota. I think that's a great addition for the Minnesota Vikings. He's a great player with a very high ceiling. As far as the Lions, what he did in the draft, I really like it from just a logistical standpoint. The Lions addressed a need. Right now, that offensive line and defensive line needs help, and they ended up getting, you know, two for the price of one in that first round. How about that? So I liked it. I thought it was a good move by Martin Mayhew.
Well, you know what? I used to get really excited about recruiting and draft picks, but Now I wait 3 or 4 years because you get all excited and some of these guys just don't pan out.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Some do and some don't. Some people, they even, you know, are free agents, never were even drafted, like Kurt Warner or somebody like that comes out of nowhere.
Right. No, that's how it is. I mean, that's the thing about the draft, too. I mean, you see sometimes very high prospects out there that just don't pan out. And, you know, maybe it's like the fourth or fifth round guy who comes out of nowhere and steals the shine. I mean, look at Tom Brady. I mean, that's a perfect example right there, you know. So, that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, I mean, don't be surprised if most of these guys just don't pan out the next level because it is certainly hard to make it at the next level in any league.
Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick.
Right, exactly.
Sixth-round.
Yep.
Almost seventh round.
I'm telling you.
That's why he still has a chip on his shoulder.
That's right. All he has to do is just look at that draft tape, you know?
I know. He looks at it every day. That's what motivates him. They won 4 Super Bowls, and they could have won 6 or 7.
Exactly. No, I hear you, Ray.
And I know, you know, New England, they seem to always draft a lot better than the Lions. I mean, the Lions, I remember ever since, going back to Bart Starr, the Lions had to fierce and force them. They'd lose 7-6 or 9-7. They never had a quarterback. I don't know if they still got one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. At the end of the day, you got to protect the quarterback, too, and I think this was also a move to help with that area.
There's a lot more that goes into it. You got to have a lot of weapons around you. That's why the Packers were so good and the Steelers were so good for so long.
Right.
All right, I'm going to let you go. You got to get Alex on the ball and get over to Cracker Barrel and break down.
I'm going to shoot him a text right after the show, Ray. I got you.
To break that little piggy bank, it's only $20.
All right, Ray.
See you, Ray.
Thanks a lot. Oh, boy, I tell you, Ray, it's always a thrill ride every time he calls, Ray. Gotta love Ray. Thanks a lot, Ray, for the call. Again, our phone lines are open, 517-355-9527. Let's hear our first break. When we come back, I'll be chatting with Andre Hudson. That's right, former Michigan State men's hoop great and owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. You don't want to miss that chat. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870.
On the next To The Point, officials in Utah say they're close to ending chronic homelessness by giving apartments to people who've been on the streets for years. It saves millions in ER visits and police resources. But the so-called housing first model sometimes puts the hardest to help cases ahead of families. Can it be successful nationwide? That's next time on To The Point from Public Radio International.
To The Point, today at 2 on AM 870 WKAR.
Hey, 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 what is up, beautiful people? Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. In just a sec, we'll be chatting with Andre Hudson, former Michigan State men's basketball hoop great and owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. Again, folks, if you got a question for Andre, call in as well. 517-355-9527. I want to remind you all that, hey, if you missed Current Sports TV last night, it was a fun one. It was a fun one, to say the least, folks. Got a chance, actually, to go out to the Summit and witness a practice with the Lansing Derby Vixens. That's right, the roller derby team of Mid-Michigan. It was fantastic. As producer Tim Elkins and I, we were out there, and we got to witness a full-on, all-out scrimmage. And man, oh man, was it physical or what? I mean, it was unbelievable, folks. I mean, just being out there and just witnessing a roller derby sort of. I mean, because you know, scrimmage is a game at the end of the day. I mean, when you're looking at, you know, how they practice and the scoring and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really cool to just kind of just break it down and just learn about the intangibles of the sport. So you know, if you missed it, folks, we actually put together a nice package. That I put together and had a nice little voiceover. It's really cool stuff. And I sat down with Brianne Forrester and also Aaron Moody of the squad. So it was just fantastic time. Again, all you have to do is just simply go to video.wkar.org and check out that episode or any episode that we've done in Current Sports TV history. Right now, I think we're having some trouble getting Andre on the line right now. Just shot him a text, Isaac, so check right now, I guess. Shoot him a call now and see if we can get him on the line. But Andre is going to be on to, talk about an event that is taking place called the Youth Sports Summit. That will be actually be taking place on May 16th, folks, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Really cool stuff is, Andre, I tell you what, he's a health nut, folks. And, it's one of the biggest reasons and one of his biggest inspirations as to why he formed Conquest Health and Fitness in the first place. It's really remarkable to see it grow each and every year. I was actually at the grand opening of Conquest Health and Fitness as an intern back in college. So that had to be, I want to say like 3 years ago. That was around like 2012. And went to the grand opening, got to talk to Andre about, forming Conquest and so on and so forth. But just a really cool event, again, that will be taking place next month. So Andre is going to talk about how you can possibly get your little one involved in it. And it's so cool because, health is just a big, big thing, especially when it comes to our youth and society today. And when looking at, because I always say, even with my little cousins, man, when I go home, and video games, I feel like not to blame it all on technology, but it certainly hasn't helped the cause when it comes to, Twitter and Facebook and video games. I mean, it's really easy for a kid to just camp in front of a TV and just waste hours upon hours upon hours. And getting them out the house, getting them in the gym and just active is a big component. And that's what Andre and this whole thing is trying to do. You know what I mean? So we're trying to get Andre actually just text me, Isaac. I don't know if we're going to call him now. Do we have him on? No, we don't have him on. Try him now because he just shot me a text and said he's ready. So, and we'll try to get him on. But again, folks, our phone lines are open 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Later on in the show, I want to talk about, of course, Jarrell Campbell as well. Jarrell Campbell is a young man who just, gosh, he's one of those kids that just lacked guidance growing up. And I remember when the story first broke about Jarrell, who, of course, was once a Michigan State quarterback commit for the class of 2015. So Jarrell would have been just now joining the team, if everything had went smooth and went right. But, of course, he had an incident, where he body slammed a security guard at Cass Tech High School. Then he had another, incident where, he was involved on camera. He was caught on camera. So both these instances actually caught on camera where he was arguing with his girlfriend and he was charged with assaulting her and taking her phone and throwing it on the ground. I mean, just crazy stuff, man, just crazy stuff. And he's just one of those kids who just had a troubling past. But some positive news finally awakened when it came to Jarrell Campbell and when it comes to, his story. Today, if you haven't heard in our Quick Hit Headliners, Jarrell Campbell, he actually committed to a school, I believe, out in New Mexico, the New Mexico Military Institute. And, he was kind of unclear. It's really unclear right now if he was going to be playing football at the school. That's not what the article really laid out and said that, yeah, Jarrell Campbell will be playing football there. But at the same time, the thing that I'm just happy about is that he's going to be continuing his education. That's number one. That's numero uno. And he's going to an institute. I mean, we're talking about a military institute here, folks. That we talk about military institutes because I know actually a few friends who went down that route and who are actually still going through that route right now. And they love it. It teaches them discipline. It teaches them, morals. It teaches them all that kind of stuff. It lays all of that out. And they learn just how to be a better human being. And they learn from a disciplinary aspect how precious life is. I think Jarrell was one of those kids who grew up in a bad, bad atmosphere, didn't really have guidance in his life, and that lack of guidance protruded out into the atmosphere, into the world. A kid who's uber talented, if you've ever seen his highlight tape, all you gotta do is just Google his name, it's all over YouTube. A kid who has a tremendous upside and really could have been an unbelievable player for Michigan State, but just made big mistakes off the field. And I really hope this is a step in the right direction for him. I'm rooting for this young man, because sometimes in life it just takes a few, maybe one big mistake or two big mistakes just mistakes for you to just wake up and realize just how precious life is. So Jarrell, I'm rooting for you, and I want to say congratulations to him. Again, Jarrell Campbell taking his football talents to the New Mexico Military Institute. How about that? I hope he plays football too, because, possibly if he does get his act right and has a nice little stint there for maybe 1 or 2 years, he could transfer to a bigger institution. I'm definitely rooting for him. Let's hit our second break. We're still working on trying to get Andre on, folks. Again, our phone lines are open, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back to Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Well, folks, another big sporting event that will be taking place Saturday. I tell you what, get your popcorn ready on Saturday. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm pretty sure many of you will be out and about and glued to some sort of TV. Because get this, you got the NFL draft rounds, 4 through 7 taking place. Not only that, do you have the Kentucky Derby going on. Not only that, but you got a Game 7 between the Los Angeles Clippers and the San Antonio Spurs. And not only that, but you got the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr. fight. Oh, my. I mean, those are two huge events taking place on Saturday. And I'm reading here right on ESPN, actually, that boxing fans who want to possibly go to the Mayweather and Pacquiao fight. More than 30 tickets sold early on today, actually, on StubHub as of 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time for an average price of actually now $3,899. Now, that's compared to 156 tickets that sold for an average of about $800 more on Thursday at $4,693. So if you want a ticket, the prices have gone down. They have gone down $800, but you're still, I mean, you got to be like Bill Gates to get a ticket to this fight. And even if you do, even we're talking about the nosebleeds, folks, that are thousands of dollars. So, my goodness, I mean, that's something else, folks. But going to be a fun day on Saturday. And I believe we do have him on line one right now. We have finally got our guest for today's Current Sports on line one. I'll tell you what, he's one of my favorite guys to talk to, and we love having him on Current Sports anytime we get a chance to snag him. His name, of course, is Andre Hudson, former Michigan State men's hoop great and owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. My man, Andre, how you doing?
Al, what's going on, man? Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks a lot for coming on the show, Andre. Now, first of all, I don't know about you, man, but I'm still aching. I'm still aching from the Battlefield Brawl last week. And, of course, you and I were paired together on the same team, and we made it all the way to the quarterfinals, which we should have won, but at the same time, we played a pretty good team. But my body's still hurting, dude. What about you, man?
Yeah, man. This is the first day where I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I had my golf league last night. I think that, you know, walking around a little bit helped me loosen up these muscles a tad bit. But yeah, I'm still feeling it, man. That's a hard day. Hard day's work.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, Andre, speaking of course, fitness and getting out and about and working out and whatnot, I tell you what, you are a huge advocate for that. Of course, the owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. First off, I got to ask you, because I always bring the story up of when I actually went down and saw the grand opening of that event as an intern and to see it grow each and every year. I mean, what has that been like for you watching the growth of Conquest over the years?
It's been my dream, man. I think every business owner wants to go into business, and they have high expectations of, you know, growing and expanding, and that's something we've been able to do here at Conquest, which is really exciting. But for me, it doesn't stop. You know, it never stops. It's like an everyday grind. I'm always thinking about the next big thing or the next thing that I can do that really has an even bigger impact than what I've been doing already. So it doesn't stop for me, man. I'm consistently going and trying to grow.
I love that, man. The grind is real, right? Now, when you talk about, you know, of course, your unbelievable fitness facility that you have here in the area, I got to ask you, man, when you look at different times throughout the year, mm-hmm. do you start to see spikes in membership during certain times?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're actually getting to a part now where it does get slow from a membership side of things. And, you know, here in Michigan, people love to get outdoors, which is, you know, I completely understand because I do the same thing. But it's, you know, people like to travel up north or travel wherever. But mm-hmm. more times than not, people like to get outside and get outdoors and really take advantage of the great weather we have here in the summertime. So we do see a drop in memberships. Definitely our peak times are the new year, you know, Christmas, new year, time of the year, spring break time of the year, because everybody is kind of conscious about their weight and how they look and things of that nature. So
right.
it's... really good time for us that time of the year. But fortunately, I've been able to branch off and start a foundation, the Conquest Health and Fitness Foundation. And we are creating a lot of programs for kids, adults, seniors. And that kind of fills some of my slow times up when I'm, you know, things are not as busy here at the gym in the summertime. So my life is still pretty balanced, although business may decline a little bit in the summertime. I'm still fairly busy throughout the year.
Hey, you got to stay busy right now. Andre, I'm dying to ask you this question because, of course, you're definitely a health-conscious guy. Always have been. I'm sure that was one of the biggest inspirations why you wanted to embark on Conquest Health and Fitness. I got to ask, what is the household of Andre Hudson like? I mean, how active is your family, and what's in the fridge?
Well, I got to give credit to my wife on what's in the fridge because she is very health conscious. You know, she probably keeps me in check more than I do myself. But
gotcha.
She, you know, she's a believer in natural foods and not a lot of processed types of foods. You know, we really make sure our kids get their fruits and vegetables every day, and you know, they eat their breakfast. We pack a school lunch for them. My son is very active in football and basketball and baseball. My daughter does swimming and gymnastics and basketball. So we're a very active and health conscious family. But I believe we have to be that way because that's the image I want to give off to the people here in this community.
Yeah, definitely. So you think that in many ways, I mean, your wife is a pretty big advocate for also the endeavor that you embarked on with this health and fitness facility?
Oh, absolutely. Probably even more than me, you know.
Ah, nice. There
if
you go.
If it wasn't for her, I might be 20 pounds heavier and really struggling to promote my business. But thankfully,
right.
she cooks really well. I mean, she, you know, I can't even get into all the stuff that she does. But like I said, she's very conscious of what we have in the house, having healthy snacks. She cooks with, you know, certain oils and you know, spices and things that, you know, are not bad to the system. So
right.
I give a lot of credit to her, and she really makes my job a lot easier as well because she teaches me things that I can share with people as well.
Exactly. Man, I need to find me a woman like that one day, Andre. I tell you that, man.
You do.
It would make my life a lot easier, brother. Folks, again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are speaking with Andre Hudson, former MSU hoop great and owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. Now, I want to talk about this pretty cool event that you guys have been doing for quite some time now, the Youth Sports Summit, taking place next month on May 16th. Oh, actually, this month. I keep forgetting it's May. May 1st now,
it's
May 16th.
May 1st already.
I'm telling you. Time flies, dude. Now, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Summit Sports and Ice Complex. Talk about that a little bit, Andre.
Yeah, this is a wonderful event. I am actually partnered up with a young lady named Nadia Sellers about 5 years ago to start putting on this event. And since I started this nonprofit foundation, the Conquest Health and Fitness Foundation, as of last spring, we've been able to take this event under the foundation's umbrella and try to push it even more. And so what happens is we bring in numerous organizations from around the mid-Michigan area, from basketball teams, football, soccer. We have gymnastics. We have dance and cheer teams. We have martial arts. Just about anything you can think of for kids to get active. And we invite these organizations and these programs, you know, the Lansing Parks and Recs and the YMCAs to come in and kind of showcase what they have to offer in our community and let the parents get a chance to find out how to sign their kids up or who these leaders are in these groups and see if it's something they want to kind of entrust their kids to be a part of. And along with that, we displayed tons of demonstrations and contests, and we give away tons of balls and jump ropes and hula hoops and all kinds of stuff. But The even cooler part is that we give a scholarship to each program that comes into the building. So a kid has an opportunity to enter into a drawing for a program of their choice, and we're going to give a scholarship of up to $150 for that kid to participate in one of their programs for the following year. So it's really just a opportunity for us to give back to the community, give back to some of these youth organizations who are really trying to do good in our community, and just showcase to our community what these kids have the opportunities to get involved in.
Now, Andre, how did the Youth Sports Summit sort of evolve? How did it take place? I mean, how did that idea spark?
Well, like I said, I worked on this with a young lady named Nadia Sellers, who's the CEO of Okemos Modeling, and the whole childhood obesity factor in Michigan really touched her heart. And me being the health conscious person that I am and really wanting to give back to kids, that she really convinced me that this was a good idea to get into. And so we wanted to do things to kind of highlight some of the issues that the state of Michigan is having when it comes to childhood obesity, and let the residents here know that there are opportunities to get their kids involved in different things that can really help in making those numbers better. And so it's really a great fit for me. I think it's a serious issue in our area, and there's not enough attention brought to this issue.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, when you talk about numbers, I mean, have you started to see this event grow over the years or decline in numbers? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's been growing for sure. With the first 3 years, we started off doing this in the Meridian and Lansing Mall.
Okay.
And we had good numbers, but we also found, you know, balls and rackets flying in the stores, and it just wasn't really conducive to be trying to do athletic and physical activity. So I talked with a good friend of mine, Paige Sawyer, who manages the Summit Complex, and they have a huge, you know, 54,000 square foot field house, which we lay turf down on half of the space, and the other space is hard surface. So we set up, you know, two volleyball courts, two full court basketball courts. We have a football field of about 50 yards and a soccer field of about 50 yards. So there's tons of space for the kids to run around and play. We also open up the ice rink so kids can go and learn how to ice skate. We have hockey demonstrations, and we have Zamboni rides on the skate rink. So, I mean, it's just it's tons of opportunities. And we really, last year we had over 350 kids come through the doors, not including their parents, and we're hoping to get up more around that 500 number range for the kids coming this year.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, Andre, I got 30 seconds left. How can people out there listening register and get involved?
Well, we want the kids to try to pre-register because it definitely helps the process at the gate, but they can go to chffoundation.com and pre-register so they can walk right in and get right to it. Otherwise, you can always register at the door. You can find us on Facebook at Conquest Health and Fitness Foundation. That's our Facebook link. And, you know, we're out there, man. We got billboards out. We got commercials running now. So hopefully people will be seeing information about this as we move closer to the event.
Well, there you go. We'll make sure to put it on our Facebook page. I'll tweet about it and also get the word out as the date continues to come closer. Andre, appreciate the time, my man.
Yeah, thank you, Al. I appreciate it, man.
Definitely, anytime. Andre Hudson, former Michigan State men's hoop great and owner of Conquest Health and Fitness. Again, folks, the Youth Sports Summit, May 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Summit Sports and Ice Complex. You definitely want to be there and definitely bring out your kids. It's going to be a great event. You don't want to miss that, folks. Well, we have reached that part in the show where we got to say goodbye. That's right. Man, time flies when you're having fun, folks. And we've certainly had a great time throughout the entire week here on Current Sports. Next week, I'll be sitting down with Mark Ingram on Current Sports TV, who is, of course, the head men's basketball coach for Lansing Community College. You do not want to miss that. He was actually named Coach of the Year. He had one outstanding season. You don't want to miss that taping, folks. But I want to give a special thanks to all of you out there for tuning in to today's show. Special shout out to, again, Andre Hudson and everyone who watches and listens week in and week out. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. Take care. Have one fantastic weekend. Hey, go Manny Pacquiao, all right? Be easy, people.